This is Ranger Kidwell Ross, editor at World Sweeper, and we are speaking with Steve Deckelbaum, who's president of Quiet Sweep Limited. They're located in Rockville, Maryland. They are the World Sweeper contractor of the month for January 2012. Thank you very much, Steve, for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Steve, you got into sweeping 7 years ago, and I know you had an unusual start to get into that business. Tell us about it, please.
I was a pastry chef, got my pastry chef degree back in 94 from the Culinary Institute of America. I was working at a family business, and this company, Quiet Sweep, was cleaning the shopping center, and I was managing the shopping center, and I would go out. Check on the shopping center at nighttime, first thing in the morning. The property wasn't looking very well, so I would call the owner up, and we'd talk back and forth and for weeks, and finally he told me, we're tired, we want to get out of the business, and looked at the opportunity. My wife and I were getting ready to have our second child, and we sat down, looked at the numbers. I, did some investigating as far as, who was out there, what was out there in this type of business. So spoke to my wife. She got out of, we bought the business. She got out of corporate world. She was running the business from home. She's not a big go-getter. I am. So I started running the business and making cakes and pastries and doing some sweeping and bulk trash at nighttime. And we started growing.
That sounds like working day and night and night.
Yes, it was. It was unbelievable amount of work hours, but it's paid off. When I purchased the company 7 years ago, we had 3 beat-up trucks and about 5 properties. I just basically figured out, hey, listen, these people are looking for someone honest to deal with, do a good job, and someone to talk to and communicate with as far as their problems on the property. So we, I gave them that, and we just started growing. I bought my first sweeper, I guess about 8 months later, maybe a year later, which was a Schwartz, I believe it was a 348 sweeper. We kept growing. Bought my second one, I believe, which is, it was either a 347 or a 348, and we just kept growing.
And in 7 years, you've grown to a pretty darn sizable fleet. What is your fleet today?
Today we have a total of 21 sweepers. And well, that's a mix of Nighthawks, Schwartzes, a Mobile Athy, all different sizes, all different grades. I finally was able to resign from the family business. I guess about two and a half years into the business. I was able to resign and take the company full-time. I was sweeping. I actually had a Schwartz 348 custom made for myself. We built it. I was in that truck for about a year and a half, and then I had to give that up and actually just run the business myself. When we purchased, I think we had 5 properties. We jumping a little ahead. We just purchased another company buyout. We're at about 190 properties a night now.
Let's talk about your buyout of the company. You said last summer you had purchased a local company that was looking to get out. How did that turn out, and what did you learn from that?
The buyout on this company was an elderly gentleman who was had been in the business quite a number of years. We had been going back and forth for years to buy him out. His properties are across the street, next to me, around the corner. It just wound up being a perfect fit for me. He was running Masco sweepers, which I still run some of his Masco sweepers. It was, as far as the fit was concerned, it was just perfect. Couldn't have gotten much better. He was the type of guy where he offered one service, sweeping. I've grown the company where we offer an enormous amount of services, from sweeping to clean out to bulk trash, snow removal, roll-off dumpsters, power washing, line striping, We offer as many services as we can, light maintenance services to the property managers, to make it a one-stop shop for the property managers. Less amount of people that they have to call, the more secure we feel on the properties.
And I would think the more secure you can feel in buying out another company that's just a sweeping company, because you have the opportunity to make each of those customers into much more.
Yes, we have been able to. It's been slow, but we started picking up a lot more services, a lot of new services as far as for these customers, power washing, graffiti removal, clean outs, bulk trash. We've started offering a lot more services to the customers, and they really seem to like the idea of having a one-stop shop at their fingertips.
And I know one of the things that you do there is that you believe that part of your business model is to improve a customer relationship by contacting them pretty frequently, even every week or two. Talk about that, please.
I like to call the managers just to talk with them, just to keep my name, my voice in their head as much as possible. Just something comes up, maybe I can give Steve a call. Maybe I can call Quiet Sweep. Maybe he'll take care of the problem. I like to pick up the phone, communicate with them, or drop an email. I'm more of a phone person. I like to pick up the phone. Hey, how are you? How are things going? You notice anything on the properties that we could, maybe make them a little better? Or, hey, you got a stop sign that's down. We could take care of it for you. You have a bent sign that's taking, where it's down. Got some bulk trash on our properties. We can remove it for you. It's no problem. I'll be glad to take a photo, send it to you, send you a bill. Anything, I find a way just to pick up the phone and communicate with these people, just to keep my name, my company, in their head at all times, keep a good, working, open line communication with the managers.
Well, that makes a lot of good business sense. One of the areas that you have expanded into is event cleanup, and that's something that it seems like a sweeping company would be ideally situated for, because you have the expensive piece of equipment to do the cleanup. The rest of it can be more or less handwork and minor pieces of equipment. Talk about that. How did you get into event cleanup, and I understand that you have really expanded into that.
A young gentleman working for me who was a sweep driver, and they left me and went to work for a event company, a tent company. That company was doing the tent work for the Marine Corps Marathon. At that point in time, the owner of the company, was talking to his employees, hey, any idea where I could find a sweeper truck to, clean up the water stations at these marathons? A guy spoke up, yeah, I used to work for a guy called Steve. He called me, we sat down, went through the logistics. I brought in, five, six sweeper trucks to run the whole course right up to the runners to sweep up and clean up all the cops at the water stations for the marathon. We started that, I think, 5-6 years ago. We've expanded unbelievable amount. We started out with one event cleanup. Now I hold the contract for the 5-year contract for the Marine Corps, and we're up to, 27 events throughout the course of the year for event cleanup, including the Marine Corps, National Book Festival, Cherry Blossom, Race for the Coleman Cure, one of the brain cancer cure races, and the list goes on. So it's really become a major part of my business, event cleanup.
You can see where that would be one of those full-service kind of situations where after you got the first few under your belt, you would have a good crew able to handle it and really, have a checklist down to know what to do.
Basically, when you start the event cleanup, you find pieces that you can handle that make you much more valuable in the event cleanup world, whereas you're not only doing the sweeping, you've got roll-off dumpsters, okay, let's take care of all the trash. all the recycling. Let's take care of all the recycled boxes. Let's work with the different agencies out there as far as the recycling is concerned. You know, let's get into hanging up the signs for the event people. I mean, there's just so many avenues you can take once you get in the door to widen your exposure with these people.
And, of course, what they want is somebody to just come in and handle it all, because a lot of times you're working with volunteers and so forth that, you know, change from year to year and so forth. And if you can keep the same continuity and quality together year after year, that's enormously valuable.
Oh, it is. It's become a major, major, major part of my business. I mean, you know, imagine running a marathon when it's 32 degrees out, first thing in the morning, 33 degrees out, first thing in the morning, and they start running, and you've got 7-8 miles of nothing but clothing from the start line to 7 miles into the race that you have to pick up, bag, and donate to the homeless shelters. I mean, it started out with one or two trucks. Now, example, Marine Corps Marathon, we wind up bringing a fleet of trucks of about 17 vehicles down there for this race, between sweeper trucks, roll-off dumpster trucks, clothing trucks. It's unbelievable the amount of clothing that you pick up from the start line till 7 miles in, because, you know, morning time is real cold. Then they start taking their shirts off, sweatshirts off, running pants off as the day goes on. They get warm, you know, and they just start shedding their clothing. I came back, I think I donated just this year alone, I donated 280 55-gallon bags of clothing to the local homeless shelters.
That's an astonishing number. That's a part of that I just would never have crossed my mind that would be an aspect of it. But if you can handle that, you can pretty much handle anything else.
I learned, thank God, at their expense, I have learned so much about the business, about the event cleanup, and no mistakes, no costly mistakes have been made. And that's the best part. I learned at their expense.
Well, you say that at their expense, but yet at the same time, you've provided a solid value for them and keep bringing back better expertise and better expertise. So I'm sure that's a two-way street, or it wouldn't be continuing.
Oh, it is. And each year I put a new curve on it to make it better, easier, and much more cost-effective for us to do these races.
There's some other things that you are involved in, and let's talk about that a little bit. The Property Management Association logo on your website, is that something where you'll go to a trade show or have considered doing that? Is it just the logo or are you involved with monthly meetings, or how does that work?
With the PMA, I just got involved with them in the past year and a half. Their big expo is coming up, I think, in April. I believe I'm going to wind up taking a booth there and try doing some advertising there for, you know, it's going to cost a couple $1,000, take a booth, bring in a new sweeper truck, and just do some advertising. I feel on this one here, I think that one's going to be a good exposure. I think it's going to be a very good exposure for me. In talking with the owners of the shopping centers, the property managers directly, it's hard to get them on the phone, whereas in a situation like this where they're at the expo, they'll actually come up and talk to you. You can start offering them all your other services, explain to them what they do, what you do different than other companies. You know, I'm very big in communication. I love to talk to these managers and find any given way to talk to them, to keep them familiar with my company.
And you have a lot to offer, let's face it. When you can talk to somebody and say, you know, if you're working with somebody that just does sweeping, here's what we do, one stop, et cetera. And I would think that gives you a better opportunity to make a trade show like that really worthwhile than it would some others.
You do, yes. I mean, you know, some of your managers do have long-time relationships with other companies, but they also like to have that one-stop shop, one person to pick up the phone to take care of this or an issue. You know, example, my sweep driver, my drivers at nighttime are required to call me if there's a problem on a property. God forbid there's an emergency, they're required to call me. We had a weird, freaky, this past summer or early spring, freaky storm that came through D.C. It was an unbelievable storm. Ripped the roof off of a A.J. Wright, ripped the AC unit off. It was just a controlled couple block radius storm that burst that came through that just destroyed some roofs, light poles down. That guy who called me wound up getting a $500 bonus for making that phone call to me. I called the manager 2:00 in the morning. I got down there. It was about 3:30 in the morning. I was first one on property. I called the manager, explained to him what's going on. Can I start the cleanup? He says, you're the first one on property, Steve. Go ahead and start doing what you have to do. And it wound up being pretty much like a two-day, 18-man cleanup, cutting trees down, light poles, getting the membrane cleaned up off the roof, taking the air conditioning unit apart, selling the coils for scrap metal. It wound up being an incredible, incredible cleanup.
Well, that's the kind of full service you can count on us, inclusive statement that anyone would like to put next to their business. So congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Are there any other things we should talk about in terms of your company? We've really covered most of the areas. What else would you have as words of wisdom for other contractors out there?
Words of wisdom. Communicate as much as you can with your managers. Try and get an open line of communication. They want somebody who's going to do a good job, going to be honest with them, who's going to take care of them, let them know what's going on with their properties, and just, bottom line, be honest and do a good job on their properties.
Well, that seems like a good place to leave it. I very much appreciate it. You're clearly a wise choice here for our first featured contractor of the new year. Much appreciated. We've been speaking with Steve Deckelbaum, who's president of Quiet Sweep Limited, located in Rockville, Maryland. They are the World Sweeper January 2012 Contractor of the Month. Thanks again.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate your time.